There is a sense of fear in Burundi, especially in Bujumbura. You know, since the assassination of General Nshirimana, there's been a number of mass arrests and further escalation of violence. We've seen a human rights defender who's been attacked brutally.
Can you give us a bit more detail on what happened in this attack? He was shot 4 times, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Pierre Clavier Mboimba was attacked by 2 people on a motorbike. That was last night, and he was severely wounded, including in the neck. He's now at the hospital, still seriously wounded. And we've also seen another attack on a journalist and the RFE/AFP correspondent who's been brutally arrested by SNR agents.
SNR being the National Security Force?
Yes, absolutely. So he was on the crime site where the general was assassinated when he was arrested by these agents, and he was taken to their headquarters in Bujumbura. And there he was tortured. He was told he's a journalist enemy, and he's now been released at the hospital with a finger broken. He's just gone to surgery for that, but he's also endured psychological trauma. Obviously.
Can you tell me about the detentions that we're aware of? Around 600 people have been arrested in recent months and they are still in detention. What are their conditions like? Why are they being detained?
We have quite a good access to different places of detention, and the situation, of course, varies from one place to the other. In some places, conditions are a bit difficult in terms of logistics, so people are not in good conditions of detention. In some other cases, there have been reports of ill treatment. And of course, because we have this access and we do on a regular basis, we try to follow up on cases and raise our concerns with the authorities.
Is there a sense that the situation is deteriorating? With rocket attacks at the weekend, for example?
Well, clearly the assassination of the general has raised many fears. I mean, you can see the population is expecting further violence. That's why we're calling for restraint. But obviously, yes, it's been a very critical moment, this assassination, and we fear what's coming next. And that's why we're really asking all sides not to resort to violence.